It's the Burt Show.
Okay, Hannah, I'm going to be honest with you. I think you're walking into a skeptical room. We are skeptical of anybody that tells us they can communicate with anything except human beings over the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, I get that a lot, so I'm used to it.
I think we were burned pretty badly a couple of weeks ago.
Oh.
So we might be closed.
Yeah, this is no seance.
Oh, I still believe Little Flower was there.
I am curious when this started, your communication with animals. When did you know?
Well, I've been doing it for about 2 years. Mm-hmm. I started with my own animals. I had an animal communicator, and then she kind of taught me how to do that myself. And then I've just been growing and getting better and better as I go along.
And what sent you to your animal communicator first?
I have always been more interested in alternative kind of things. Mm-hmm. And I used a alternative vet, and then my friend had a cat he had cancer and he was kind of going downhill. And so she gave her the number of the animal communicator, and I was actually on the phone with her, when she called the animal communicator and, you know, talk to him about what was going on and what he wanted to do and what his next step was. So
I just want to let you know the intelligent questions are done.
Well, I'm just trying to make her feel welcome in the studio.
What language do dogs speak in that you can communicate with dogs?
Usually animals communicate in one of two ways. They either will send like an image, which is how most of them communicate, or they'll send like language, which will be like thoughts will pop into your head. The main trick with that is learning what feels like your thoughts and then what feels like that's not right. You know, so it's kind of what I think of it is like kind of finding where's Waldo, you know, and eventually you get to where you can look at it and go, oh, there's Waldo, because it doesn't fit with the rest of the stuff that's in there.
So if you're walking through Piedmont Park on a Saturday and you got all these dogs out there, some are playing Frisbee, some are hanging out.
Do you even risk that? Do you even go to a dog park?
There's certainly so many images.
I mean, you must be getting, it's like Dr. Doolittle or whatever. I mean, you must be getting images and thoughts and barks and meows and everything as you're walking through the park.
Usually I can, it's like if somebody knocks on the door and then I have to open the door. So a lot of times animals will like come up to me and kind of look at me like, I know you can talk to me. What's going on? You know, I have something to say. And so then I'll go ahead and hook into that. But I usually try and keep it very quiet in my head because I don't like a lot of things going on in there except unless I bring it in. So.
And you can communicate back? If they talk to you, you can communicate back to them?
Yes.
How you do that?
It's kind of the same thing. You take an image or a thought in your head and you really focus on it, and then you send it out through your heart. You know, you just feel it going out through your heart, and that's...
And how do you know they receive your image?
You don't really know, but usually they'll respond in some way.
Any pet changed their behavior after you've worked with them?
Yes. Yeah. I've had I've had a lot of clients who've had, you know, like really hyper dogs, or I have a person who's a pet sitter, and she'll refer me to some of her clients, and then she'll go and you know, take care of the client's dogs, and she'll just be like, oh, they were so much more calm, or, you know, they really have stopped, you know, barking or stuff like that. Because a lot of times the animals will try and communicate with us and tell us what's going on, but they have to do it in some type of physical way, so they'll act out.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Well, I am wondering if you planned on coming here on the day when Jeff wasn't here, because I assume that you realized that especially if Jeff was here, he probably would, by this point, have already said that you were full of crap.
Well, I think we're respectfully calling you out right now. Like, I want to know, like, how would we know if you were right or wrong?
A lot of times what'll happen is I'll get images, or if somebody's having a particular problem, then I'll be able to pick that out. Mm-hmm. With their pet, or I'll be able to say things that I wouldn't know normally.
Okay.
You know, like sometimes it'll be if somebody has a bunch of animals, I'll be able to tell, you know, they'll send me like a picture of what they look like or something like that. Mm-hmm. They'll send me about obviously what their problem is, what's going on with that, just that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, part of me is, well, I mean, because the phone lines are lit. I'm not sure why they're lit. But what I'm saying is if it ends up getting the result people want, then I'm sure, you know, then who's to say it's not, you know, good for that pet owner?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm assuming you don't. Are you single?
Yeah.
You don't tell the dudes you date this on the very first date, do you?
No, I mean, if somebody asks me what I do, that's what I'll say. I'll say I am an animal communicator, but
and you can make a living doing this.
Yes.
Wow. Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
So people really think that you sit down with their dogs and you can really feel and see what they're thinking.
Yeah.
I mean, the phone line's lit up.
Okay.
Don't be so skeptical until we prove it.
Our nanny is with our dog Pancake right now.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Aaron, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. What would you, do you just want her to put the phone next to our dog?
No, that's okay. Are you having any particular problems with your dog?
Well, shouldn't you be able to tell me that?
Well, that's kind of what I was picking up, but I wasn't sure. Like, because I was doing a little bit when I was waiting, just to kind of, because usually when I communicate, it gets kind of quiet. So I wanted to have, you know, just some stuff going on. But let's see. What I was picking up was that there's been, let's see. Has it been, has your dog been a little growly lately? Like that was, that's what I was picking up. Because when I was talking to him, it was like he, it's a he, right?
It is
I was getting
he.
Masculine energy. So
that might be me. Yeah. I can't deny that.
Oh, right.
He's sitting there after his manly. Heart.
I wear a lot of layers of that. Yes, it's a masculine dog.
Okay.
He just actually just got his stuff a couple of days ago. It was a really pretty exciting day in the house. He's a puppy.
Okay.
Well, don't give her too much information.
Okay. Well, she knew that already. She knew he just got his junk.
I'm sorry. This is awkward.
But I was kind of picking up that he's been feeling a little, what's the word? Sorry, I'm a little nervous.
Okay.
It's all right.
He's been feeling a little looked over, you know, like when you guys come in, you don't really pay attention to him and you just kind of walk past him. That's what I was picking up. And so he's really acting out just a little bit. And what I was getting is it was a little bit of kind of growliness. And that's what I was picking up, but it wasn't very strong because he definitely feels like a protector of the house. But let's see.
I'm so hoping she doesn't start speaking like that yellow tail.
The Bird Show, Q100.
Holiday time. Time.
I don't know why that happened.
It's the exchange of energy.
Pancake made that happen.
You haven't been too far off. I mean, he sort of takes a backseat to everybody in the house, and he does have a bit of a, like when he gets frustrated, he growls, but it doesn't sound like, he's just a puppy. It's,
yeah, I mean, it's definitely... Let's see, because I was actually picking up that he was a little older than a puppy. Like, I was actually thinking he was more of, like, kind of middle-aged kind of dog because his energy is very...
Well, he probably weighs the same amount. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
He's only 4 months old.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Interesting. Because I was actually picking up that he felt a little bit older than that because I was thinking he was actually a little bit kind of in the middle stage of his life. So he's... A very grounded dog. Usually with puppies, they're like, you know, and kind of very bouncy and all that kind of stuff.
Now, I will give you a little credibility there because it's an English bulldog and they just don't know whatever that thing is you just did that, I'm excited.
Yeah, they
just don't
jump
do that.
Around.
So
yeah.
I'm trying. I'm trying to buy in. I'm trying
very
to buy
cool.
in.
Can you do this with like dogs, cats, birds, any animal?
Yeah. Yeah. Huh. Mainly do it with horses. I have horses of my own. And the people that I use transfer me, but, you know, tell people my information and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So.
Cool. Is it usually behavioral problems? Is that why people come to you?
It can be behavioral problems. Mm-hmm. That's what it is a lot of times. There are also physical problems. I can, you know, kind of hook in and see what's going on with, you know, if there's any type of physical issue or emotional issue, stuff like that.
Jen, are you buying this? So.
I think I would have to see it work on my dog specifically in order to really believe it.
You can channel Jen's dog through Jen, though, without having any kind of line here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Okay. I didn't know we were going there. What am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to just think about her a lot?
Are you having any... The best thing, honestly, for me is if you just not really... start telling me specifics, but if you just kind of start talking about your dog,
okay.
like if you're having any problems or anything like that, the trick is not be too specific, because then, you know, I don't need to get in the way of the messages that I'm getting. I'm just kind of the conduit for it, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
I just need to say what kind of comes to me. So
okay. I'm concerned about her getting used to her new environment.
Well, I'm definitely getting that she's very happy. She's very content. Let's see. Yeah, does she stay in your bedroom in like a crate?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, I'm getting that she feels very safe in there, but like the living room area is like, I don't know. She's not quite as confident there yet.
That's true. That's dead on, actually.
She'll get better. It's just working with that threshold. You know, working with getting her a little bit closer and a little bit closer and a little bit closer. Do you feed her in the crate?
No.
Okay. That will help. If I think what one might help is if you slowly move the bowl closer to like the door.
Okay.
And then that'll help her get more confident. Because, the living room, closer to the living room means food.
Okay. That's good. That's really good.
Who do you believe more, Hannah or Nicole Forrester?
Hannah.
Hannah, do you mind?
I had to think for a second. I'm like, who's Nicole Forrester?
Hannah, do you mind my asking?
Josh Duhamel stripper.
Yeah. When you are channeling or concentrating, rather, I shouldn't say channeling, but when you're concentrating on hearing, you know, the signals, you do something with your hands. Do you mind if I ask what
no,
that is?
That's fine. It's kinesiology, it's mm-hmm. muscle testing. So okay. Just to get a little bit more weird.
At least you acknowledge
it's okay.
it.
It's all
yes,
right.
Yes, I know.
We embrace weird on the Bird Show.
Everybody has an energetic flow about
mm-hmm.
them.
Mm-hmm.
And usually when something is right or it's strong, then the energy will be strong. And so when I do this, if it's strong, then my fingers will stay together.
What she's kind of doing is her hands are on her lap and her... I don't know how to describe it, but you're almost like you're flicking.
I'm seeing if I can open my fingers.
So she has her index finger and her thumb kind of in a circle, like an ohm mm-hmm. position, and she's using her other hand, her other index finger, kind of to flick, to thump, to see if she can open that circle up or not. So yeah. I just noticed that you were doing that when you were.
Yeah, it just helps
getting
me
the signals.
Help me know helps me know if I'm on the right track.
Okay.
Not.
Here's Susanna. Good morning, Susanna.
Hello.
Hi. You're on with Hannah. She says that she can communicate with your pets.
Hello. Okay.
Go ahead.
I have a 5-year-old cat named Casper.
Okay.
And I now have a child who's like 14 months old. So I was wondering like how she feels about my son being in the house.
It's a little standoffish. A lot of times cats feel that they should be, you know, the number one in the household. Does the cat sleep with you?
No, she used to, but I, whenever I got pregnant, I got her out of that habit of sleeping with us.
Okay, because I'm definitely getting that she still misses it. Was it, like, close to your head?
Yeah, she would lay, like, right next to my mm-hmm. Chest.
Yeah, I'm definitely getting that she misses that closeness with you. It's almost like you've gotten distant ever since your child was born. Does that sound about right? It's almost like you've distanced yourself so that, you know, to keep the cat away from the child. Does that make sense? So that he doesn't get too close or, you know, hurt her?
Yes. I mean, I'd love for them to be able to have a better relationship, mm-hmm. but having a toddler, you know, he kind of scares her.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I trust her around him.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see.
Like, when you're saying, let's see, what's the vision that comes to your head?
I was actually getting that it was more of when the child was an infant, that there was a lot of, like, nervous energy. But now it's almost like the, you know, the cat's kind of a little, you know, I'm getting the picture of the toddler just kind of running up and trying to grab the cat.
Yes, that's true.
Well, yeah. See, I think a lot of these, I think with Hannah, I think that what, because you're giving, you know, the sleeping thing, and with Jen, the living room thing. I mean, maybe that's why a lot of people come to her, to you, and I'm looking over at her, mm-hmm. Hannah over here, because there are specific situations she's bringing up. Now, whether, you know, again, skeptic be skeptic, but it's a little further than just the general, you have a child in the house, there's distance. Well, that's any new toddler in a home with pets, but mm-hmm. She gave a specific, you know, she asked specific questions, which, you know, signals she's picking up.
Hey, Wendy?
Yes?
Don't tell us anything about your situation at all, okay?
Okay.
All right. All right, Hannah, tell her what's up.
I mean, that's cool, right? That you'll still pick up something even if she doesn't say anything to you about the animal.
It'll be a little harder if, let's see. Now, do you have a dog?
Yes.
Okay. Like a bigger dog, maybe around 50, 60 pounds?
Yes.
Okay. Is it a male?
No.
No. Okay. Let's see. Okay. Yeah. Are you having any type of... going to the bathroom in the house?
No.
No?
They're not making it easy for you, are they?
We're not doing anything. We're just saying, let's see it.
I'm trying to be quiet because I know that she needs quiet energy.
Is your dog aggressive?
Say that again?
Is your dog dog aggressive, like when you're locking on the leash or something? Will they go after another dog?
Yes.
Okay.
That's the problem.
Okay, yeah, because I was getting that at first, and then... And then I thought, you know, I'm not sure if it's aggression. And then I was getting a little bit of the other stuff, so I was like,
She picked the dog, the size of the dog, and
the problem.
The problem.
Okay, and it's on leash, right?
I'm sorry, it's cutting out. Hold on. I'm not sure if you can hear me, but she is very friendly to every... I mean, she used to be friendly to every dog, and she would flirt with them and put her little hiney in their face and just...
Yeah,
she was wonderful, and now it's very random.
Well, I saw a lot of that at the Big Wicked also.
Now, is it when your dog is on leash that you have the biggest problem?
That she's off leash.
When she's off leash?
When she's on leash, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
It doesn't matter if she's on or off the leash.
Yeah. Well, I'm getting... Definitely when she's on leash, and I've seen this with a lot of different dogs, is that there is a little bit of protective kind of stuff going on because they feel like they really do need to protect you.
It could be, and it's gotten worse since we added another dog to the mix.
Hey, Hannah, we're going to have to run here in a second because Monique's going to be calling us up. You don't want to anger Monique.
Have you seen the trailers for Precious? You don't want to anger Monique.
You do not want to. I appreciate you coming in. I wish we had some more time.
Yeah. Hannah, thank you for coming in.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you guys for having me.
I think it's really cool. Yeah.
And if somebody
I'm impressed with the living room thing. Would you know that?
And if somebody needs a pet communicator, how would they contact you?
You can call me. My number is 404-550-0314. And I, you know, run my own business, so I can pretty much talk to anybody whenever.
What do you charge for something like that?
An hour is, I use a sliding scale, so I let people, I do the honor system, so it's between 30 and 60 for an hour, and then they're able to pick out where they fall financially on that scale.
Okay.
That's cool.
It's going to cost you between 30 and 60 bucks. I'm a skeptic. I'll be honest. I'm totally skeptical. Melissa, you can have a private reading if you like. Wendy, you can have a private reading if you like.
I think it's fascinating that you guys have dogs too.
I'm just trying to make Hannah feel welcome.
I want to see about my cat. Dear Bird Show.
The Bird Show.
This is from right here in Atlanta, in Coweta County. Actually, it is surrounding comedian Cat Williams. He was arrested Sunday night for breaking into someone's house and was booked on charges of burglary and criminal trespassing. Well, he didn't have a bond hearing until 4 p.m. last night. It was set at $40,000, and we're hearing that Cat Williams paid it right away and walked away. And his folks are saying that it was all a big misunderstanding. This alleged break-in took place at the home of a movie producer by the name of Barry Hankerson. Apparently, Cat Williams has been living there for almost a month because he's shooting a movie for Hankerson. And on Sunday night, an employee of Hankerson's called the police and reported that Cat Williams had broken into the house with a crowbar, that he stole $3,500 worth of jewelry and coins. And then Cat's attorney says that he and this guy had been involved in some kind of dispute. So the guy who called in was a bogus burglary report. Now, he also claims that Hankerson has spoken with the police to clear the whole thing up. They say that the community and law enforcement have been very welcoming and kind to him. This is a misunderstanding which will work out quickly. Now, the other strange thing surrounding Cat Williams is that on Tuesday, a 17-year-old boy called 911 from Hankerson's house to report that Cat was holding him against his will and threatening to beat him up.
Coweta County, now 1 up to 106, first your emergency.
I'm being held against my will. A man, his name's Cat Williams.
Do you live with this person? How do you know them?
He was a friend of mine.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Let me get the sheriff's department on the line.
I'm trying to get to the airport. I have plane tickets waiting for me.
Okay.
And the gentleman will not let us leave. I had a ride, and he wouldn't let our ride take us there.
So you said Cat Williams is holding you?
Yes, sir.
All right. Has he said anything to you? Does he have a weapon?
I'm not sure. I mean, he's threatened us. I don't want to deal with it. I just want to get away from here. He threatened to beat me up, and I'm only 17 years old. And I need to get to an airport. I don't want to fool with him. I just want to get away from here, get on my plane, and go back to my house.
All right, we'll get a deputy over there soon, okay?
And that's strange. So both of those things, there's something going on there.
Now, Cat Williams, you'd know him from Wild and Out. He's been in some movies, stand-up comedy also. But really, really strange.
Yeah.
Now, so he's going to come out with his side of everything today and probably make more sense, but weird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they say it's all a big misunderstanding, but that doesn't sound like too much of a misunderstanding to me.
So Rebecca's called in and said that she was the 911 operator that took that call. Hey, Rebecca.
Hey, how are you guys today?
Good okay, morning. How are you?
I'm hanging in. I heard y'all play the call on the radio. I didn't even realize y'all were going to play it. But, yeah, that's definitely me. I don't even know if y'all believe me. But, yeah, I'm operator 106. I actually just got off work tonight.
What up, 106?
Hold on, 106. Let's listen. Hold on. Let's see how you do your job.
Oh.
Operator
106,
first emergency.
It's 106.
I'm being held against my will.
What do you think when you got that call?
Well, it kind of blew my mind. You know, I mean, I didn't know what to think. And he described the guy to a T. And, I mean, I don't know. Sometimes you kind of, I don't know, it's a celebrity. Why would they be in Coweta County, you know?
That's funny.
Things were like, sure, he's there, you know. But, I mean, you never know, I guess.
So did they give you more details on why he was being held? It sounds so bizarre.
We have no idea. Like, he didn't sound like he was in any stress. But I know that night they didn't arrest him. So I think it was just a misunderstanding. Because if he had actually been holding him against his will, they would have arrested him that night. So I think that, you know, it was just kind of maybe a disagreement or an argument between the two people. But I never got any further on what happened with all that. But, yeah, they definitely didn't arrest him Tuesday night. So I don't even think that charges should be placed against him. But I don't know. I'm not the police. But I don't know how all that works. So.
Yeah, there it is, always two sides to every story. And
exactly.
My bet is today Cat Williams comes out and he tells you exactly what at least his version of the whole story.
Yeah.
It does sound bizarre today.
Exactly. There's always two sides. So we shall see. I just wanted to call and let y'all know that they didn't press charges on him on Tuesday for that. So
thanks, 106.
All right.
Roger out.
Y'all have a good day.
Bye-bye.
You too.
Bye.
106 on The Bird Show.
That's
We're
going
to be in Us Weekly again.
The Bird Show.
My wife, Stacy, was in Hilton Head all weekend long.
Uh-huh.
She was at a baby shower. You just go and have a good time with that baby shower, baby. I'll stay here and I'll watch things over here.
Oh, you sure I can't go? No. Okay.
Go ahead, darling. You take care of that. I'll make sure everything's cool here, right? So I had the kids this weekend flying solo with the boys.
Mm-hmm.
And I've told you guys before that if you're, at least for me as a father, if Mama Bear is away, I don't care how I get to the end of the weekend with them safe and breathing, so long as I get there. Mm-hmm. Mama Bear never has to know how hard it was. When she opens up that door, she needs to see two kids that are healthy and smiling. She doesn't need to know that they peed on themselves. She doesn't need to know that I forgot to feed them for 16 hours, that they almost burnt down the house. She doesn't need to know any of that. The finish line is the most important thing when Mama Bear's out of town. So Stacy's out of town all weekend, and it is pretty chilling weekend. I mean, Friday night, we head on out to Chicken Factory, or the Chicken Wing Factory. Mm-hmm. Everything's fine there. Playground, no worries. Everything's fine all weekend long. Uneventful, which is exactly what you want. Uh-huh. So her plane lands back in Atlanta last night at 6:30, I guess. About 6:30. So she told us she'll be walking in the door at 8 o'clock. It's 6:30, man. I got the house cleaned. Everything is cool. We are set. Come on home, mama. So I am watching the Chargers game yesterday, and Hayden and Hollis start playing around with each other. And I hear them joking with each other, and I hear laughter coming from Hayden. I hear laughter coming from Hollis. So in my mind, everything's fine. So I am focused on my Chargers, who are driving down the field in the Meadowlands, and they're about to beat the Giants, right? Last 30 seconds of the game. Damn, it's now 7 o'clock at night. Mom's coming home in one, not even, maybe 7:30, right? And all of a sudden I hear Hayden say, there's no crying. There's still laughter. Kids are laughing. It's great. I hear Hayden, my 7-year-old, say, Daddy, there's red stuff all over the place.
Oh no.
We're in our master bedroom. It wasn't really registering. I'm like, red stuff? I didn't know if somebody brought some food up to the room or whatever, but we're in our room. So I turn around, and there is blood all over the place. We have a white carpet in our bedroom.
Oh no.
And we have cream colored sofa. And the tiling in our master bath is all white, but now there is specks of red all over the place. And I'm checking Hayden, and Hayden has blood on him. Hollis, my 2-year-old, has blood all over him, and I can't figure out who's bleeding, but somebody is bleeding, and it is bad. But they're laughing. So I check Hayden. I'm checking his hands. I'm checking his leg. He's got blood all over his shirt. I check Hollis, the 2-year-old. Where's the blood coming from? And finally, I see it. They were playing with a tape measure, a steel tape measure. They were playing tug of war with it.
Oh, God.
And I guess Hayden ripped it out of the 2-year-old's hands. Oh. And it sliced like the top crack of his pointer finger and split it right open. And it was bleeding like Rambo, man. I mean, it was so bad. It was all over the place. There is 20 minutes left until Stacy walks in the door, and there is blood all over the place.
Oh, I got screwed.
Hayden now is crying because he's scared. I got Hollis. He's crying now because he's hurt. And it was in the last 20 minutes of the whole weekend.
And she walks in.
Pandemonium. Total pandemonium.
Oh, no. That sucks.
Oh, no.
But I almost made it. As a daddy, almost. You don't care so long as you make it to the finish line.
The Burt Show. Hey, The Burt Show.
If you think back, like, what was the biggest stress you had, like, in high school?
Uniforms.
Uniforms really? For you, yeah?
Well, yeah, that was like early, like more like middle school and early high school. I went to private school and we had to wear uniforms and it was like so oppressive. We could not express ourselves.
All you want to do is be an individual.
Right. And express ourselves creatively through our clothes. And we couldn't. It was a big stress.
I had two. Mine was like the bell between class to class because it was never long enough to go to your locker, talk with your friends, and then get back to class. Right. So there's never a long bell. And then I had one teacher who always would do pop tests, like pop quizzes in the morning. Yeah. It would be random. And that was one of the biggest stress because you never know when it was going to happen.
Sure.
And she did it because she didn't like you.
Right.
You specifically.
Yeah.
Right. I think adults, just in general, because whether it's your parents, teachers, whoever it is in your life that were adults didn't understand your plight. So I think that the emotions are so raw in high school that, you know, everything is very dramatized. And if any adult tried to calm you down or tell you it wasn't a big deal, then they didn't understand and they don't know what they're talking about. So
you were pinging in crisis mode all the time.
Yes.
Like when you're in high school, right? Yes. Paula Studi, she still stresses me out. She was a high school cheerleader, and it was the classic, like, I just want to be friends story for 4 years.
Aww.
Oh, my God, and did I love love her. Oh. Everything she said was like sweet honey. It was music to my ears, and she would have nothing of it. I tried everything. Even back at my reunion, when I was already married, I still tried to elbow up to her, and she was still the same way. Had nothing to do with it.
Just friends.
So this is our student vent line here, and if you've got a stress and you don't have anybody to talk to about it, let us play psychologist for you, and you can just leave a message here, 404-255-3535. And we're pretty behind on these because so many of you guys call, but here's the first batch. What's stressing you guys out?
Everybody coming to my face talking about I got a pimple. Duh. Oh. I wake up every morning, I look at my face, I know I got acne. Get out my face and stop talking about it. I'm dealing with it. Leave me alone.
End of message.
Okay, so I'm in ninth grade now, and I go to a private school, and I had a teacher last year, and because we failed his test, he condemned us to hell. And he actually, like, literally said, y'all are going to hell and y'all should belong in public school. So, yeah, it was pretty interesting. I'm just glad I don't have him this year. So, yeah.
That's funny.
End of message.
It's kind of hard to get really upset with a teacher when you don't have one. This is like the third week of school. And every day we go there, we still don't have a teacher.
What? Huh?
End of message.
Wow. Weird.
Okay. Today's a PSAT and I have to take it. I don't want to take the PSAT.
Remember that.
Love, anonymous.
End of message.
He's about to snap.
My stepdad is, like, so hard on me because I graduated a couple of years ago, but I failed my senior year. I still went to summer school or whatever, and I got my diploma or whatever, but it's been 2 years since I graduated, and he's still on me about not going to college. I'm an orthodontic assistant right now. But he's so hard on me that he threatens to throw the computer out because I'm on it after midnight. Oh, I have to go. I can't take showers after 8 o'clock.
What?
So it's a little ridiculous. I mean, I'm 19 years old, and, you know, I can't take it through like I'm 12. Thanks.
Well, end of messages.
Okay. Graduate.
Living at home.
Let's chew on this one. Let's chew on a couple of these here.
Okay.
All right. First, you got poor acne kid. And
oh,
all of
that was so sad.
Randy Selesky was our acne kid. Poor dude. I mean, it was all over and there was nothing he could do. I remember him coming into school with like the creams in between all the acne, trying everything he could.
Yeah. There were two kinds of acne. The one, like you were saying, that was just.
Everywhere,
where that was just a huge medical condition. And then there was the two or three that would crop up that are the OxyClean or the, I'm trying to think of the other creams you could put on top
like
of it.
The one massive mountain in the middle of your forehead.
And it always had to be visible right where, you know, it was like your third eye.
And
you
it was
know,
always
right
there. Before a party or a big picture
course,
or something
picture
like
day.
That.
Of course.
Cool.
It's always
picture
on picture day.
Day. Yes.
Yes.
Poor guy.
Do they still pass out those little black combs on picture day? I mean, even in high school, and I thought, are you serious?
I
got
think
this
I
in
ever used one
fifth
of those.
Grade. I mean, no, we never used it. I don't know why they gave it to us, but
the
anyway.
Photography companies always came with them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And here you go, and I'm like, you really think that's what I use to, you know, fix my hair?
That is like the Starship Enterprise for lice, that thing.
Oh, my God, yes. Well, I'm just so turned on that you brought up Starship Enterprise.
I didn't quite get the one that hasn't had a teacher for 3 weeks.
That's
they show
weird.
Up every day.
That's bizarre.
That
Maybe
is
it's
weird.
A substitute?
Really weird. I don't know.
The PSAT?
Oh, that sucks.
That's the pre-SAT.
Okay.
So you have to take that as what, a sophomore?
As a sophomore.
Or a freshman.
As a sophomore, and it's during school hours, so you have to go to school and take a test all day while everybody else has a normal schedule.
You've got
to
have the number two pencils mm-hmm. and fill in the bubbles.
And a late lunch. Ugh. And you were ready Still to eat at your same time.
Isn't it funny that it doesn't matter how old you get, that you can bring yourself back to that time and still get stressed out about it?
Like, oh, yeah.
Like talking
yeah.
about the SATs right now has me all like tensed out.
I was thinking about the square pizza. When you said late lunch, the first lunch that came to mind was the square pizza we had.
And I'm not
corn.
Even, I'm not even sure it was pizza.
Yeah, I'm not sure. It was like very rubbery, but somehow my school system decided that corn was a great side item for pizza. And so, yeah.
And how about the one whose teacher told him they were going to hell?
Oh, yeah, the private
You
private
should all
school.
Be condemned to public school?
Well, that's,
You're going to hell?
That's
I was like, what?
That's obviously a Christian private school,
obviously.
You know?
The Burt Show. The Burt Show.
Right, we're going to call her Marie, and we're going to put her on the voice disguiser. Hey, Marie.
Hi, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm all right. How's everyone? you guys sound good.
You sound stressed out. What's going on?
Sounds better than you.
You're all ready to break up with this dude, huh?
Yeah, well, here's the thing. I was dating this guy at work, and my work has a real, real strict no dating employee policy. Like, you can't.
Mm-hmm.
There was a big scandal a couple years ago, and they have, like, a zero tolerance policy. You're in big trouble if you do.
Okay.
And so we were together for, like, we're still together. Oh, boy. For, like, 6 months. And then what I didn't know is my boss somehow got wind of it.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Okay. And so he calls on the guy that I've been dating into his office, and he tells him, not me, him, that one of us has to leave the company because of the zero tolerance policy.
Oh, no.
Instead of telling me.
Oh, no.
Or talking to me, he just go ahead and he quits.
Oh, no. Totally jumps on the sword for you.
No.
And you guys have been dating for 6 months?
6 months. Now, and he quit his job.
Were you in the I love you phase, or were you still, you know, it's 6 months, we're digging each other, but it's not love?
That's where I was. I guess he was somewhere else and wasn't bothering to let me know.
No. Well, of course he loved her. He quit his job for her.
Oh, no.
Wow, he is madly in love.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Look at the fear on Melissa's face.
So why did you want to break up with him?
Because it's just one of those things that's just not working. It's nothing specific. It's not like, you know, he, you know, killed a baby or anything. I mean, he just...
It's always a positive.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, at least it's one of those.
So somewhere between just no chemistry and killing a baby is our answer. Okay. Wow. Yeah. Okay. So
narrows it down, I guess.
So chemistry's just not there for whatever. She's just not digging the guy. But he quits his job, and he had nothing else lined up.
He's got nothing. I mean, he's got savings to carry him through for a little while. But I don't know. I mean, anybody would quit their job at a time like this, really?
Well, if there's, is there any way that you can go to your boss and get him rehired if you break up with him?
See, my boss doesn't care. The even if we had, like, broken up immediately, if that was one of the solutions, they would still force someone to leave the company.
Really? Because that would be a great sacrifice where you sacrifice for him his livelihood and say, we just can't date anymore. But I got your job back. I mean, I think, Jen, that's a brilliant solution.
Mm-hmm. Broker the deal with the boss and say, listen, I mean, just come straight up real with the boss. Say, listen, I was like minutes away from breaking up with him. I'm sorry that we, you know, did whatever we did behind the company's back. But I really want you to hire him back and know that there is nothing ever going to happen ever again.
But that's not what you tell the boyfriend. You tell him, I'm sacrificing our relationship.
Right,
it's a win-win-win-win all the way around right
there. But you're saying that won't work because the boss wouldn't rehire him anyway.
Well, and his position's gone.
They've already hired
someone up into his role.
Well, you're going to be with him for the next 6 months.
Yeah, the only thing I can say is you got to find him a job before you can break up with him.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, let's take some calls on this. Can you hang out for a couple of seconds?
Sure thing, guys.
I mean, the dude quits his job so she could stay at work. So how long has he bought? Because she really wants to break up with this dude. Good morning, Shauna. You're on Q100.
Hey, guys. How are y'all doing?
Good. Thank you.
I don't think she should do anything that she doesn't want to do. I would just explain to him that it just wasn't working out, and because obviously it wouldn't have ever worked out if he wouldn't have ever had this kind of conversation with her or communicated with her about this, then what else is there that wouldn't have been communicated about?
Hey, Joanne, good morning. You're on Q100.
Morning, guys.
Good morning.
How are y'all?
Good. How are you?
Good. I'm... Oh, God, where do I start? I am so tired of women not being happy with chivalry. There is such a thing... Okay, women are always looking for integrity. I want a man with integrity, blah, blah, blah. That shows a lot of integrity.
Well, hold on here, Joanne. I mean, if she doesn't have any chemistry with the guy, then
how do you know? 6 months? I mean, keep trying.
Well, how long are you going to stay in a relationship when you're not into it anymore?
I don't know. It sounded really good when I was on hold, but now it doesn't.
Well, so, I mean, because the whole thing with Marie is that she already had was not interested in him when he did this. So chivalry's only there if you're interested in the person. I mean, we've talked about this where there's something that can be sweet and romantic or can be borderline creepy depending on how attractive you find them.
That's true. Okay, you've changed my mind. Yay.
Glad we see you. Stop
believing
in
love.
Good morning to Kim. You are on Q100.
Okay, I have to say this, okay? Her karma is already screwed because she's even thinking about leaving him. So she's going to have to, like, do something very Hollywood, like have his love child or something. You can't leave him. Like, I get it. There's no chemistry. I wouldn't want to be with somebody that I don't have chemistry with.
Okay.
But I can't, I mean.
But you wouldn't leave.
It's a recession. The dude just quit his job. karma is coming to knock you off the tracks if you leave this guy. I mean,
she didn't do anything wrong, though. I mean, how long is she supposed to stay in a relationship that she's not into? So how long does...
A while.
Like, how long?
He deserves
like,
a Christmas
a while. Call. Okay, I'm taking a people poll. All the kids in my car, how long should she stay in the relationship?
Well, he at least deserves a Christmas present and a New Year's kiss. I'm just saying.
They all say until he gets another job.
Well, she needs to help him find another... If she wants to have this relationship, mm-hmm. she's got yeah. to get him a job.
Otherwise, I'm talking Valentine's Day.
No way. She's supposed to stay in a relationship 6 months because of
this? Well, at least through the holidays if she didn't help him find a job.
Hey, Sean, good morning.
I agree with you, actually. I don't think you should stay with him because you're wasting your time. You're wasting his time. He did it on his own volition. He didn't talk to her about it. So the longer you keep him trapped in a relationship, that's not fair to him in the long run.
So really, she's keeping him trapped in the relationship.
Now, if she stays with him, yes.
I give you points because you use the word volition.
Good morning, Joy. You're on Q100. Hi.
Oh, you guys drive me crazy when you let these crazy ladies call in.
Who?
Why is she crazy?
No, not the lady that's calling all the women that are giving her advice. Yeah. Mm-hmm. She did not ask him to quit his job. She didn't want to be with him before he did it. Go ahead and leave him. It's not your job to help him find a job. He should have thought about that before he quit. It's not your job.
So
everything was
we
okay.
are so selfish now. Mm. Except he's not being selfish.
So bad for him. She had no idea. He didn't know. He didn't know that she didn't like him anymore. Unless did you
I
give
would
him
not
any...
want to be the guy in that relationship that is with somebody that has to fake it through the holidays.
Hey, did,
Nancy.
Did...
Nancy?
Yes.
Hey, go ahead.
She cannot stay with this guy through the holidays. He might even propose.
He
quit his job for her.
That's right. You guys didn't think about that, right?
I mean, he might even come Christmas Eve with the damn ring.
No,
she can say no,
and then he'll leave. She can say no to the ring.
Yeah,
I mean, she can say no right now and get over it.
Oh, and that's right. He can't afford an engagement ring.
Where was she from? He has no job.
No.
Where is she from, Bert?
She was from Haiti. One more call. Good morning, Brent.
Everyone's from Haiti.
You're on Q100.
You got some testosterone on here.
Beautiful. Bring it, man.
I was just going to say, I mean, number one, it's not like this. They're barely out of the honeymoon stage. I mean, she just doesn't need this. He did this on his own accord. She needs to get rid of him. But if she wants to come up with some kind of excuse, she needs to go back to him and say, hey, you may have fallen on the sword for me, but he also told me I either got to quit my job or get rid of you. So... You know, there's an out right there, but regardless, she needs to not prolong this. Just double.
All good advice. All right.
So I just think it's funny how you said you need some testosterone on this show when it was the guy that made the sacrifice and did this and put us in the situation to begin with, and she's just trying to be nice to him.
It's not about nice at this point. What's your final advice, Wendy?
Find him a job or you're staying with him through Valentine's Day.
What?
I agree with Jen. Yes, mm-hmm. You have to at least give him a Christmas present, a New Year's kiss, and a Valentine's Day gift.
Jen?
Yep, I agree with Wendy. Unless,
through Valentine's Day, 6 months.
Unless he gets another job.
Melissa.
I don't think through Valentine's Day, but I think here are the holidays and he didn't have a job. I think if you want to leave him, then you help him find another job. You can make that effort. He made the effort for you and then break up.
Five more acts of intimacy. Five.
The difference between guys and girls.
That's your answer for everything, though. We had the pet communicator on yesterday. And you give the same advice out there. It's weird.
The number varies, but the end result is always the same. Okay, Marie. We would love to talk to you here in the next couple of days or next couple of weeks or on Valentine's Day and see if you're still in this relationship, okay?
thanks, guys.
All right, thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Five.
The Burt Show.